Hey, Benny.
What?
What did Mommy put in your lunchbox?
Well, there's some of that hard bread. Don't think it is blue moulded. You only get that in your granny's house. No, this bit has no blue mould on it. And would you look at that? Mommy has put in some of that cheese with holes in it.
What's wrong with that?
I don't really like that.
Why not?
Well, it's the holes. I don't like the holes.
I never thought on that. Don't eat the holes. Just leave them. What do you not like about them?
Makes me feel like I'm missing out on something. Makes me feel empty, not satisfied.
Watch Donald there, for he's been eating too much today.
I know. Too many nettles.
Ah, yuck. He just burped in my ear. Smell that nettle breath.
Stop complaining. I'm at his other end, and it's not nettles I can smell. I can tell you. Jimmy, did you ever eat nettles?
No, never did. They might make me sore and sting me. I might even cry. I don't like feeling sad.
Wish something nice would happen. You don't like feeling sad, and I don't like not feeling satisfied. Look how happy the sheep are. They know we are looking after them, and they never have to worry or feel sad. We are really good at our job, aren't we? We are the S-men, the shepherd men.
Benny, I'm going to test you to see if you know what it means to be a good shepherd.
Wait till I've finished eating around this hole.
Right, question one. Does a good shepherd sing to his sheep?
Nah, he might. But do you remember that shepherd from long ago that had a wee harp? What was his name? I think it was David. He maybe sang to his sheep.
Let's try question two. Does a good shepherd listen to his sheep?
Oh, absolutely. He knows each different bleat and can tell if they are hungry or not happy or even feeling sick. Just look at Donald there. I know by the sound of him that he thinks he's the top sheep in the whole world. There's nobody quite like him.
Benny, you're doing really well. Right, question three. And this is a tricky one. Does a good shepherd sleep?
That is tricky. Bad shepherds are always snoozing, and then their sheep run away and get into trouble, and some even die.
Benny, do you not know that verse in the Bible about the very best shepherd?
Tell me again.
Well, it tells us that the good shepherd never slumbers or sleeps. He is always looking after us. Isn't that good to know?
Yes, it sure is. But do you know what? I would love to meet that good shepherd.
Well, not much chance of that happening. Nothing exciting ever happens round here.
Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news, the best news ever. It is the happiest news you will ever hear. Today in the town of David, Bethlehem, a Savior has been born to you. He has been born for everyone in the whole world. He is the one God promised to give the world many years ago. And tonight his promise has been fulfilled. Here is a sign for you to help you to know who he is. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Take that right back. I said nothing exciting ever happens here, and we have just seen and heard the most amazing news ever. And you know what I do when I get too excited?
Well, don't be doing that.
No, I don't mean that. I always sing. So come on, let's hit the road.
We're just working shepherds in the fields, minding our sheep, minding our sheep. Sun is shining in the sky, we take it easy, watch birds go by. We can get used to this.
Time flies by and the sun goes to bed. There's a bright new star in the sky. Gonna check it out and see where it goes. Stick around and you can come too. We're gonna go get ready to go and find the baby. Something pretty special. Whoa. We're gonna go get ready to go and find the baby. Something very special. Whoa. Travel on the way to Bethlehem. On dusty roads, on dusty roads. Sheep are following along, we're nearly there, won't be long. We can't wait for this. Time flies by and the sun goes to bed. There's a bright new star in the sky. Gonna check it out and see where it goes. Stick around and
you can come too. We're gonna go get ready to go and find the baby. He's something very special. Whoa. We're gonna go get ready to go and find the baby. He's something pretty special. Whoa. We got sheep at the front, sheep at the back, walking along, and we won't look back. Back, 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 back. Time flies by and the sun goes to bed. There's a bright new star in the sky. Gonna check it out and see where it goes. Stick around and you can come too. We're gonna go get ready to go and find the baby. Something very special. Whoa. We're gonna go get ready to go and find the baby. Something pretty special. Whoa. Gonna go get ready to go and find the baby. Something pretty special. Whoa. We're gonna go get ready. Go and find the baby. Something pretty special. Whoa.
So scary.
Donald, that was so scary. That made my wool curl.
Oh, Doris, they were so bright. I thought I needed my sunglasses.
Did you really listen to them, Donald?
Sure did. I've got great big ears, and I heard the whole thing. Those angels told the shepherds to go and buy a hen.
What? Buy a hen? You need those great big ears of yours cleaned out. They never said that.
Well, you ask those children over there. They heard what the angels said. Go buy a hen.
Well, I just will. Hi, you. Where did the angels tell the shepherds to go? Oh, no, they didn't. Oh, no, they didn't. Oh, right. Bethlehem it is then. I think I know where that is.
Is it near Balamone or Balamina? Where are those two shepherds of ours? Because they need us to keep them on track. They won't have a clue if we're not there.
Come on then, let's go.
We're gonna find the baby. La 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 la. Whoa. We're gonna find the baby. La 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 la.
Hey, Benny. Do you think this is the right way to get to Bethlehem?
Absolutely. Sure, all week I have been giving hundreds of folk directions to get to Bethlehem. They're all here for the big count that Caesar ordered.
So this town is likely full, jam-packed with people. How will we ever find the baby?
Jimmy, get your thinking cap on. The angels said we would find him lying in a manger. What's a manger?
Well, it's a wee thing that you fill with hay for the donkeys, cows and sheep to eat out of.
Now think again. Where does a donkey, cow and a sheep stay at night?
I know. A stable.
You've got it now. A stable. Come on. I see a stable over there, and there is a glow from the window.
better not make any noise. If there's a baby in there, I don't want to waken it.
What do you mean if there's a baby? Of course there's a baby. How many times do I have to tell you? Do you not remember what the prophet Micah said? That a great ruler would come out of Bethlehem? Now the angel has told us, and I tell you what, Jimmy, I am starting to shake with excitement. I think we are the only ones to know, that really, 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 really know that this baby has come from heaven. Imagine us, just poor shepherds, being the very first people to be told that the Savior was born tonight.
Are you going in then to see him?
I'm a bit scared or nervous.
Well, I'll go in first.
I think we go in together, and remember that the baby is the King, the Savior of the world.
Right.
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 Oh, he's just like the angel said. He's wrapped up in cloths and lying in a manger.
We are only shepherds. We've not come too far.
Jesus, we have seen him first. We need to tell someone.
What do you mean, someone? We need to tell everyone.
Let's go. Hey, come here, you.
Hi. Want a word with you? Come here, do you hear this?
Good job we followed our shepherds into town.
I know, this is just too exciting. It is marvellous.
This is brilliant.
I never thought I could ever feel so happy. You know who this wee baby is?
Oh, I know all right. You can't pull the wool over my eyes. This is the Good Shepherd that we were thinking about.
I will follow you.
Away from his
can give, it means away, away from His
Jesus was born in Bethlehem on that night long ago, and the shepherds did go to see him lying in a manger. When they saw him, they knew that they had found the good shepherd. He is the one who came to give his life for the lost sheep. We are the lost sheep because we have all gone our own way, but he was born into the world to die for us, to take away our sins and bring us back to God. He loves you, and in all the hustle and bustle of Christmas, don't ever forget that Christmas is all about Jesus. He is the world's greatest gift, the only Saviour who can bring us to God. Why don't you give Him your heart this Christmas and follow Him? If you come, He will welcome you.
Too deep, a mountain so high it can hear.